A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Jason writes in with a grooming puzzle that I suspect is going to resonate with a lot of listeners. He's got thick black hair. He shaves with a Philips Series 5000 rotary shaver, and he replaces the blades more often than the manufacturer recommends. And despite all that, he never quite gets what feels like a clean, close shave. So his question is basically, what's going on? Is it the rotary design? His hair type? His technique? And the bigger question underneath that, do you actually need shaving foam and a wet shave with an electric shaver to get close results? Or should dry shaving deliver the same thing?
This is exactly the kind of problem that sounds simple until you start peeling back the layers. Jason is doing what most people do when their shaver underperforms. He's blaming the blades, replacing them more often, and assuming the issue is dullness. But the real answer here is almost certainly a systems-level thing. It's tribology, it's hair biomechanics, it's shaver engineering. And the fact that he specified thick black hair is the key that unlocks the whole diagnosis.
Of course, you went straight to tribology.
It's the study of friction, wear, and lubrication. If you're talking about blades cutting hair, you're talking about tribology, whether you like it or not.
I'm just impressed at the speed with which you found a way to make shaving sound like a material science conference.
Look, millions of guys use rotary shavers, and a huge number of them are quietly dissatisfied and think it's their fault. They assume they're shaving wrong, or their face is the problem. When in reality, there's a fundamental mismatch happening between the physics of the shaver and the biology of the hair. Once you understand that mismatch, the whole thing becomes clear.
The three competing theories here, and Jason's question essentially sets them all up, are one, rotary shavers are just fundamentally worse for thick or coarse hair. 2, his blade replacement frequency is still too low. And 3, dry shaving cannot match wet shaving for closeness, no matter what shaver you're using.
And what makes this interesting is that none of those theories is entirely wrong, but none of them is the whole story either. The truth sits at the intersection of all three. So we need to walk through the actual mechanics of how rotary heads work versus foil heads, what thick black hair does at the microscopic level when a blade hits it, how blade wear actually progresses, and then the wet versus dry question, which turns out to be way more nuanced than the internet forums would have you believe.
The internet forums are basically two camps screaming at each other. One side says wet shaving with an electric is the only path to closeness. The other side says the manufacturer says dry shave. So dry shave it is. And neither side ever asks what's happening to the hair itself when you add water.
And that's the part that will actually answer Jason's question. But before we get to the wet versus dry debate, we need to start with the hardware. Because the Series 5000 is a rotary shaver, and rotary shavers work on a completely different principle than foil shavers. If you don't understand that difference, you can't understand why Jason's hair specifically is causing problems.
Let's do that. Let's start with what's actually happening inside the shaver head when Jason presses it to his face.
All right, picture this. A rotary shaver has these circular cutting heads, usually three of them, each with a perforated metal cap on top. Under each cap, there's a spinning blade assembly. The cap has tiny holes or slots in it. The hair pokes through those holes, and the spinning blades underneath slice it off. It's basically a very fast, very small lawnmower with circular blades.
A foil shaver?
A foil shaver has a thin metal screen, the foil, with slots cut into it, stretched over an oscillating blade block that moves back and forth at high speed. The hair enters through the slots in the foil, and the oscillating blades underneath cut it. If the rotary is a spinning lawnmower, the foil is more like a pair of electric hair clippers, a stationary comb with a moving blade behind it.
The way the hair enters the cutting mechanism is fundamentally different between the two.
That's the critical point. With a foil shaver, the foil sits flat against the skin and the slots are linear. Hair that's lying flat against the skin can still enter those slots, especially with modern flexing foil systems that contour to the face. but with a rotary shaver, the hair has to find its way into those circular holes in the cap. And if the hair is lying flat, or if it's very stiff and resists being guided upward, it simply never enters the cutting zone. The blades spin uselessly above it.
This is where Jason's thick black hair becomes the star of the show.
Let's talk about what thick black hair actually is at the structural level. Hair diameter for what we'd call thick hair typically ranges from about 80 to 120 microns. Fine hair, by comparison, is more like 40 to 60 microns. That's a huge difference in cross-sectional area. But it's not just the diameter. Thick hair, particularly the type common in Asian and African hair types, tends to have higher cortical cell density, which makes it stiffer. And it often has a flatter, more elliptical cross-section rather than being perfectly round.
You've got a hair that's thicker, stiffer, and shaped more like a ribbon than a rod.
All three of those properties work against the rotary capture mechanism. The stiffness means the hair resists being bent upward into the holes. The flat cross-section means it's more likely to present a wide face to the shaver head rather than a narrow tip that can slip into a hole. And the thickness means that even when a hair does enter a hole, it may not fit cleanly, leading to tugging or incomplete cutting.
There's also the emergence angle, right? The angle at which the hair exits the skin.
Yes, and this is where the lift and cut mechanism comes in. Rotary shavers like the Phillips design are supposed to lift the hair slightly before cutting it. The idea is that the rotating blades create a subtle lifting action that raises the hair so it can be cut slightly below the skin surface. But for this to work, the hair needs to cooperate. If the hair has a low emergence angle, meaning it grows almost parallel to the skin, which is extremely common on the neck, the lift mechanism simply can't get purchase. The hair stays flat, the blades pass over it, and Jason is left with stubble.
I can feel Jason's frustration through the prompt. He's replacing blades more often than recommended. He's doing what he's supposed to do, and the thing still won't give him a clean shave.
Here's where we need to talk about what blade replacement actually accomplishes and what it doesn't. The Phillips recommendation for the Series 5000 is to replace the blades every 12 months. Jason says he's doing it more often. But for someone with thick hair like his, even more often might not be often enough. Here's why. Thick hair is abrasive. Hair cuticles are covered in silica-rich deposits, and when a stainless steel blade with a typical 15 to 20 degree bevel edge repeatedly cuts through thick hair, that silica acts like a very fine sandpaper. It dulls the edge through abrasive wear.
His thick hair is literally sanding down the blades faster than the manufacturer expects.
And the recommended 12-month interval is based on average use with average hair. For thick hair, you might need to replace every 4 to 6 months to maintain peak cutting efficiency. But even that won't solve the fundamental problem if the hair isn't entering the cutting zone in the first place. Sharp blades cutting nothing is still nothing.
There's another factor here too, which is motor torque. The Series 5000 runs at about 12,000 RPM, but RPM isn't the same as cutting power under load. When thick hair does manage to enter the cutting zone, it requires more force to slice through cleanly. If the motor can't deliver enough torque at the moment of cutting, the blade can stall microscopically, which leads to tugging rather than cutting.
And it connects to something that shows up in the research. There was a 2019 study in the Journal of Cosmetic Science that found hair diameter correlates inversely with shaver closeness ratings, but specifically for rotary designs, not for foil designs. In other words, the thicker your hair, the worse a rotary shaver performs. Foil shavers didn't show that same drop-off. The researchers attributed it to exactly the capture mechanism we're describing. Rotary heads struggle to guide thick, stiff hair into the cutting zone.
We've basically established that the rotary design has inherent limitations with Jason's hair type. This isn't user error. The tool is poorly matched to the material.
That's what I want listeners to take away from this first part. If you've been using a rotary shaver and feeling like you're fighting your own face every morning, it's probably not you. It's a design mismatch. Now, that doesn't mean rotary shavers are bad products. For someone with fine to medium hair that grows in multiple directions, a rotary shaver can be fantastic. The spinning heads naturally capture hair from different angles. But for thick, stiff, flat-lying hair, they're fighting an uphill battle.
Alright, so we've established that the rotary design has inherent limitations with thick hair. But what about the wet versus dry question? Does adding water and foam actually help, or is that just a different set of trade-offs?
Because the obvious assumption is, add water, add foam, get a closer shave. That's what we're all trained to believe from decades of blade shaving. But with an electric rotary shaver, the physics actually flips depending on your hair type.
Philips isn't helping here. The Series 5000 is marketed as wet and dry compatible, but if you actually crack open the manual, it says, and I'm quoting, "For best results, shave on dry skin."
That's the tension right there. Marketing wants to sell versatility. Engineering knows what the mechanism actually needs. So let's walk through what water does to hair at the material level. When hair absorbs water, it swells by about 15 to 20% in diameter. The keratin structure becomes more plastic, less brittle, more flexible. A 2015 study in the International Journal of Cosmetic Science found this hydration reduces the cutting force required by up to 40%.
Which sounds like a win. Less force to cut equals easier shave, right?
For a blade razor, absolutely. But for a rotary shaver, softer hair is harder to capture, not easier. Remember, the capture mechanism depends on the hair being stiff enough to poke into those circular holes. If the hair goes limp, it just lies flat against the skin and the spinning blades glide right over it. You've reduced the cutting force, sure, but you've also reduced the probability that the hair ever reaches the blade in the first place.
Wet shaving with a rotary is solving a problem Jason doesn't have, cutting resistance, while making his actual problem, hair capture, even worse.
And there's a Consumer Reports comparison test from 2020 that quantified this trade-off. They found wet shaving with a rotary shaver improved closeness by about 25% on coarse hair, but it came at a cost. Battery life dropped by 30% because the motor was working harder against the hydrated, swollen hair and the added friction of foam residue on the foils.
25% closer is not nothing, but a 30% battery hit and a clogged shaver head, that's a real trade-off. And that 25% improvement was an average. For someone with Jason's hair type, the capture problem likely eats into that gain significantly.
Wet shaving adds another layer to this. Hydrated hair is softer and more prone to tearing rather than cutting cleanly. When a dulling rotary blade hits a softened thick hair instead of a clean shear, you get a ragged tear. That torn hair end is more likely to curl back under the skin, leading to ingrown hairs, which are already a higher risk for people with thick, curly hair types.
The wet shave might feel smoother in the moment because the foam is lubricating the skin, but the actual cut quality could be worse.
Here's a practical diagnostic Jason can run tomorrow morning. After shaving, run your thumb against the grain and look at the stubble under good light. If you see clean-cut hairs at skin level, the blade is doing its job. If you see stubble immediately, hairs that feel rough or look like they have split ends, the blades are likely tearing rather than cutting. That tells you it's either dull blades, insufficient torque, or both.
Which brings us to a hybrid approach that might actually work for Jason's specific situation. Pre-wet the skin, just splash warm water on your face to hydrate the outer layer of the hair and reduce skin friction, but then shave dry. You get some of the lubrication benefit and a bit of softening at the cuticle surface, without fully saturating the hair shaft to the point where it goes limp.
It's the Goldilocks zone. Enough hydration to reduce the abrasive silica effect on the blades and make the skin more forgiving, but not so much that the hair loses the stiffness it needs to enter those rotary holes. You're essentially gaming the material properties at the margin.
If that still doesn't work, the diagnosis is clear. The rotary mechanism itself is the bottleneck, and no amount of technique optimization will fix a fundamental design mismatch.
Let's put all of this into a concrete plan for Jason. 4 things he can actually do, starting tomorrow.
First one's the nuclear option, but it's where the evidence points. Switch to a foil shaver. The Bronze Series 9 uses a 10D flexing foil system that captures hair against the skin from multiple angles. It doesn't rely on the hair standing up and poking through a hole. For flat-lying, thick hair, that's a mechanical advantage you can't get from a rotary.
The Panasonic Arc 5 is the other one I'd point him to. Linear motor at 14,000 cycles per minute, higher torque than the Series 5000, and the foil slots are designed to catch hair from the side. Both of those shavers were engineered with dense, coarse hair in mind in a way the Series 5000 simply wasn't. If Jason's budget allows, this is the one move that addresses all 3 failure points at once: capture, cutting, and torque.
Let's say he wants to stick with the rotary. He's already invested in it. Actionable insight number 2. Replace blades every 4 to 6 months, not 12. Except that his hair type accelerates wear and budget for it. And here's the counterintuitive part. Use a pre-shave lotion that stiffens the hair, not one that softens it.
Most pre-shave products are designed for blade razors and they're all about softening. For a rotary shaver, you want the opposite. A lotion with a slight astringent or alcohol base will remove surface oils and make the hair stand up more rigidly. More capture, cleaner cut. Then shave in a deliberate multi-pass pattern, with the grain first to knock down the bulk, then across the grain, then against the grain only on the final pass.
That against the grain pass is where the closeness comes from, but it's also where irritation lives. If you do it first, you're dragging a blade through full-length thick hair, and the skin takes the punishment.
Third actionable, for the absolute closest shave possible with any electric shaver, the sequence matters. Shave after a warm shower. The steam hydrates the outer hair shaft just enough to reduce the silica abrasion on your blades without turning the hair into a limp noodle. Use a thin layer of hydrating pre-shave gel, not a thick foam. Foam clogs rotary heads. Gel provides lubrication without building up in the foil holes. Then finish with a cold water rinse.
The cold water part isn't just refreshing theater. It constricts blood vessels in the skin, reduces inflammation, and tightens the pores, which makes any remaining stubble less noticeable and reduces the risk of ingrown hairs setting in over the next few hours.
The fourth one is the cheapest intervention and the most overlooked. Stretch the skin taut with your free hand, especially on the neck, where the skin is loosest. With a rotary shaver, use short circular motions, not long sweeping strokes. Long strokes are for foil shavers. Circular motion is how the rotary head is designed to capture hair from multiple angles, and if you're just dragging it in straight lines, you're working against the engineering.
Clean the head after every single shave. Not once a week. The oil from your skin, dead skin cells, and tiny hair fragments build up on the blades and foils faster than anyone admits. That buildup increases friction, which increases heat, which degrades the blade edge microscopically. A 15-second rinse under hot water and a tap on a towel can extend blade life by weeks.
If Jason does all four of those, or even just switches to a foil shaver and stretches his skin properly, he should see a night and day difference. And if he doesn't, the problem isn't him, and it isn't his technique. It's that the tool was never designed for his biology.
That's the bigger takeaway here. This isn't a Jason problem. It's a design problem masquerading as a user problem, which is the most frustrating kind.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
The Inca used knotted string records called quipus to track tax obligations and census data across their empire. A single quipu could encode over 2,000 distinct values using knot type, position, and cord color. By the 1960s, researchers had cracked the decimal structure, but still couldn't read the narrative quipus, which may have encoded entire histories. That's roughly the same decade we landed a probe on Venus, and we still can't read what the knots are saying.
Right. Here's what I keep thinking about. We've spent this whole episode diagnosing a mechanical mismatch between a 1990s-era rotary design and the actual biology of thick hair. But the shaver industry is already moving towards something that might make this entire rotary versus foil debate obsolete.
Philips has their Skin IQ system now. It's adaptive, it reads hair density in real time, and adjusts motor power accordingly. The shaver is no longer a dumb spinning blade. It's sensing the load and compensating.
Instead of the motor stalling when it hits a patch of thick hair, it ramps up torque on the fly. That starts to blur the line between rotary and foil in a meaningful way. If the shaver can dynamically adapt to what it's cutting, the design differences matter less than the control system.
That's just the current generation. The patents I've seen point towards something much weirder, laser-assisted cutting, where a low-power laser preheats the hair shaft just above the skin, reducing the shear force needed by an order of magnitude. Or ultrasonic vibration that oscillates the blade at frequencies high enough to slice through hair without any mechanical tug at all.
You get the closeness of a wet blade shave with the convenience of dry electric. No foam, no water, no multi-pass routine.
The ultrasonic approach is especially interesting for Jason's situation. The vibration frequency, we're talking 20 to 40 kHz, creates a cavitation effect at the blade edge. It essentially micro-lubricates the cut point without any external lubricant. Thick hair, thin hair, wet, dry, the physics of the cut changes fundamentally.
Which means the wet versus dry question might have a shelf life. It's a real question right now, and it matters for anyone shaving tomorrow morning. But in 5 years, the answer might be neither, because the cutting mechanism no longer depends on hair stiffness or hydration at all.
That's where I'll leave the open question. If adaptive torque control and ultrasonic cutting eliminate the capture problem for rotary shavers, does the rotary versus foil distinction just become a matter of ergonomics and personal preference? Or will there always be a fundamental mechanical difference that makes one design better for certain hair types?
I suspect the answer will come down to whether the new tech fixes the capture mechanism, not just the cutting. You can make the blade slice through anything, but if the hair never reaches the blade, you're still shaving air.
We'll revisit this when the laser shavers hit the market and someone inevitably sends us a prompt asking why their photon-powered razor still misses the neck hairs.
If you've got your own grooming puzzle, or any technical question that's been nagging at you, doesn't have to be shaving. We'll take apart anything from kitchen appliances to sleep science. Send it in. We read every submission.
Our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop, makes sure of that.
This has been My Weird Prompts. Find us at myweirdprompts.com or on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review. It helps more than you'd think.
We'll be back next time with something completely different. See you then.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth's slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep, the stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close, from sloth, from man, from law. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.